This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
It happened, $130 a barrel.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Though we knew it was coming, it's still strange to see and hear that number. Crude oil prices are breaking above $130 a barrel this morning for a lifetime high. Concerns OPEC won't increase production before its September meeting keep pushing prices up. The other main issue is the dollar. It's been weakening against the euro and yen the last couple days after looking like it was getting healthier for a while there. Oil futures are now selling for about twice what they were a year ago. A Senate committee will be looking into the price of oil today. Oil and gas company executives will be in the hot seats on Capitol Hill. With pricey gas and a slumping economy, most consumers aren't exactly going on shopping sprees. Wall Street will be watching for more earnings today from retailers from higher-end chains like Talbot's to discounters like Ross Dress for Less. Jeff Tyler has more.
Many stores are seeing a drop in sales as consumers wait out the slow economy.
Consumers really are strapped for money. Cash flow, and if they don't have to buy another skirt or another blouse or another sport jacket, they're going to put it off.
That's Richard Feinberg, professor of retail management at Purdue University. He says high-end retailers will make out slightly better since they have wider profit margins and their customers tend to have more money. Feinberg says many retailers are now looking beyond sales to cutting expenses. He also says the weak dollar could be good for business.
The only thing that will help retailers is if Europeans come over here and start buying out the store, and I think some of the high-end stores are seeing that.
Americans are starting to receive their government rebate checks. Feinberg says that could be good for retailers, since consumers won't feel quite as broke. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
The Dow was back below the 13,000 level yesterday, falling nearly 200 points. The Nasdaq was down 23 points to 2492. The S&P 500 fell 13 to 1413. Asian markets were mixed today. Same thing for shares in Europe right now. Congress votes today on a bill that would renew billions of dollars in tax breaks for clean energy projects like solar, wind, and biomass. Experts say the money is needed despite record private investment in the sector. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The House bill would extend about $54 billion in expired tax breaks for renewable energy sources. Even without government subsidies, renewable energy projects in the U.S. are booming. Just last week, Texas oil man T. Boone Pickens announced a $2 billion investment in what's been billed the world's largest wind farm. But Jim Presswood with the Natural Resources Defense Council says it's still too early to end federal support.
At some point in the future, we'll reach that point, but we haven't yet. And if you're going to wean them off prematurely, that could result in some pretty serious setbacks in the industry.
He says the budding solar, biomass, and geothermal industries still need subsidies to compete with cheaper coal-fired electricity. Many of these projects are on hold while funders wait to see whether Congress renews the tax credits. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And the most affordable major U.S. housing market is Indianapolis. The Youngstown, Ohio, and Grand Rapids, Michigan areas also near the top of the list from the National Association of Home Builders. The least affordable major city, right here, L.A., for the 14th consecutive quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
A lot of people are looking for alternative investments these days. You could buy some art or antiques, or you could head downtown and invest in a pair of sneakers. It's true. Sportswear makers like Nike and Adidas are working with hip urban artists to produce limited lines of shoes for collectors that sell like hotcakes. These are not your daddy's all-stars, as Stephen Hoffman reports.
Al Tiemann and his 14-year-old son, Brandon, are shopping at the RIS sneaker store in L.A.'s Little Tokyo district. The price on the pair that Brandon is looking at, it's making Al's eyes stand out. They cost $10,000.
I don't get it. I just don't get this.
Al's son, Brandon, is what you might call a sneaker freak. He's almost addicted to shoes. He's amassed a collection worth thousands of dollars and paid for it out of his own pocket. He's constantly scouring the net and shops like RAF to find more, regardless of the price.
You know what? Not even going to lie to you. I don't have $10,000, but if I did, I'd pay for them.
You pay for your car first.
No, I buy those over a car.
It's not unusual for shoes to cost thousands of dollars. RAF manager Edward Mateo points out another pair.
Well, right now we're looking at the Nike Dunk Stash. The current market value of these shoes, if you can find them, is $4,500 on the street.
The Dunk Stash, a sort of ordinary-looking gray and black low top, weren't always this expensive. When they were first released, they cost less than $200, but only 50 pairs were ever made. That made them irresistible to collectors, and it pushed the price through the roof. Edward Mateo says sneakers like these are just like any other limited edition product, except that sometimes they're designed by people with a unique appeal.
My name is Mr. Cartoon. I'm best known for tattooing. I've drawn a lot of different canvases from skin to Nike shoes.
You may not know Mr. Cartoon, but if you've ever watched MTV, you've seen his work on artists like Beyonce or 50 Cent. He convinced Nike that his tattoo designs and street cachet could make for some pretty popular shoes.
This is the LA Cortez. It's, the official LA logo.
While he might not be the kind of guy you associate with a brand like Nike, Mr. Cartoon is idolized in sneaker circles. Designs like his Brown Pride Air Force One sell out in a matter of hours. RAF store manager Edward Mateo says sneakers designed by urban tastemakers are like wearable art, even if they're not wearable.
If they were too tight on my feet, I would buy them anyway, and I would take out the insole or just leave them on my mantle in my fireplace at home.
Still looking around for my size, I'm Stephen Hoffman for Marketplace.
You can drop us a line by visiting marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.